Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're exploring something really, really cool. It's all about nature and how spending time outdoors can actually be good for our minds.
Right.
We'll be looking at digging into actually excerpts from a text called Nature Therapy, Why Spending Time Outdoors Relaxes the Mind. And we all know that, like, fresh air is good for you.
Yeah, of course.
But I think what we're going to get into today is how nature can, like, soothe and relax our minds. And get this, the benefits of being outside go way beyond just like enjoying a pretty view or something.
For sure.
There's some really interesting stuff here.
Absolutely. So the main idea behind nature therapy, it's kind of a buzzword these days.
Right.
But the main idea is that we can intentionally use exposure to the natural world.
Like on purpose.
Yeah. Like on purpose to actually improve our mental and emotional health.
Okay.
And what's really great about what this text emphasizes is that you don't have to be like climbing mountains or anything.
Oh, good.
You know, even just sitting in a park or like puttering around in a garden.
Yeah.
These things can have huge benefits.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that because I have this little balcony garden at my apartment.
Oh, nice.
And honestly, even just like stepping out there for a few minutes to water my plants or like just sit.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference in how I feel.
It's amazing how much of a difference it makes.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
Totally. And think about your own life, you know?
Yeah.
Or somewhere you could fit in a little nature.
That's a good question for everyone listening.
Yeah, just a couple minutes.
So the text mentions this thing about stress reduction.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
And that's obviously a huge benefit for anyone.
Right.
But I'm curious, like, how does that actually work?
So there's a bunch of research out there that shows that just being exposed to nature can trigger our bodies to actually lower our cortisol level.
Cortisol?
Yeah. You know, cortisol is that, like, stress hormone.
Oh, yeah, the one everyone's always talking about.
Exactly. Like, public enemy number one these days.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, even just looking at nature.
Really?
Yeah. Even just seeing it can activate, like, our parasympathetic nervous system.
And that's,
that's the part of our nervous system that helps us relax.
Okay.
You know, kind of chill out, and that actually reduces the cortisol.
So it's not even just like the fresh air or something.
No, it's like literally our bodies responding.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And there's these studies about how even the shapes in nature, like the patterns in leaves or branches, can have this effect.
That's so cool.
It's wild. Like, our bodies are so connected to the natural world.
That makes you wonder, you know.
Totally. And another thing, nature can also help lower blood pressure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Which tends to go up when we're all stressed out.
So it's like a double whammy against stress.
Exactly. It's like nature's built-in stress reliever.
Makes you want to go hug a tree or something.
I know, right?
So if someone's like super busy.
Yeah.
And they only have like 10 minutes to spare.
Okay.
Are there any like quick nature fixes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That can help reduce stress?
You know, there's this thing called forest bathing.
Forest bathing? What is that?
It's like a Japanese practice.
Okay.
And basically it's all about mindfully immersing yourself in a forest environment.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, it's very zen.
Like just being present in the woods.
Exactly. And there's this research by this doctor, Dr. Yoshifumi Miyazaki at Chiba University in Japan.
Okay.
And his research shows that even like short bursts of forest bathing, like 10 minutes, can significantly reduce cortisol and blood pressure.
So you don't have to like go camping for a week to get the benefits.
Nope. Even a little bit can make a difference.
That's great to know.
Yeah, for sure.
The text also talks about how nature can boost mood and like help us regulate our emotions better.
Yeah, it's amazing what's going on there. So nature seems to have this special ability to kind of like make us feel happier. And there's a few reasons for this: sunlight, fresh air, the sounds of birds singing.
Right.
These can actually trigger our brains to release endorphins.
Endorphins. Those are the
feel-good chemicals.
Yeah. I've heard of those.
So it's like nature's giving us a little dose of happiness.
So it's like a natural mood booster.
Exactly. and some studies have even shown that exposure to nature can have a mild antidepressant effect.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So, like, it's not a replacement for medication or anything?
Right, it's not a replacement.
Okay.
But it can definitely be a helpful tool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have to ask, though, because I've heard that for some people who have anxiety, being in nature can sometimes feel
overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a really good point. It's true that everyone responds to nature differently. Mm-hmm. So while for many people it's calming and relaxing,
yeah,
for some people it might actually increase their anxiety at first.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it really depends on the person and the setting.
So what do you recommend for those people?
Well, I think it's important to kind of figure out what works best for you.
Right.
So maybe instead of like a dense forest, try a quiet park with more gentle scenery.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's all about finding the right dose of nature.
The right dose.
Yeah. Just like with anything else.
Makes sense. So the text mentions this thing about nature therapy not being a replacement for actual like therapy if someone needs it.
For sure.
But it's more like a tool that can be part of a...
A holistic approach.
Yeah, a holistic approach to mental well-being.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
So a holistic approach basically means that you're not just relying on one thing to take care of your mental health.
Yeah.
It's about combining different practices that all work together.
Okay.
So that could include things like nature therapy, mindfulness, exercise, healthy diet.
Of course.
Social connections.
Important.
And, of course, seeking professional help when it's needed.
Yeah.
So it's really about looking at the whole picture.
Like all the pieces fitting together.
Exactly.
So it's like nature therapy is like this extra tool that you can add to your mental health toolkit.
Totally. And the great thing is it's a tool that's pretty much available to everyone.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You don't need any special equipment or anything.
Right. You just need to step outside.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
It is. And you know what I find really interesting is this idea of being proactive about nature.
Okay.
So not just using it when we're feeling stressed or down, but actually making it a regular part of our lives.
Like a preventative measure.
Yeah, exactly. Like building up a reserve of mental resilience.
I like that. Building up a reserve.
Yeah. Because if just a few minutes in nature can have such a positive impact.
Right.
Imagine what would happen if we made it more central to our lives.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a pretty powerful thought.
That is really powerful.
Yeah.
So it's not just about like escaping to nature, but about like bringing nature into our everyday lives.
Absolutely.
I love that. It's such a simple but profound idea.
It really is, you know? Yeah.
So maybe like a challenge for everyone listening.
Okay. I like it.
Try to bring a little bit more nature into your routine this week.
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
Totally.
And just like see how it makes you feel.
I think you'll be surprised.
Me too. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But I hope this deep dive has inspired you.
Me too.
To maybe rethink your relationship with nature.
Yeah. Get out there.
Yes. And make sure to subscribe.
Yes.
So you don't miss out on any future deep dives.
Into all sorts of cool topics.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.